Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 bet on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets if you win. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm Susie Hunter.
What's up?
And we have AJ.
Yeah.
Co-hosting.
Yeah.
Hockey guy. Today's a baseball guy. You're an all sports guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. Wow. You.
I like to hop on. I like to hop on other pods during their other seasons.
What are these one word answers? You know better than that.
Yeah. I have to set you up for success here.
You're setting me up for failure right now. What is happening? Yeah. Talk us through the background of your baseball fandom, because I feel like you are the one person who are fans of teams from all over, and it's a little chaotic.
Well, I mean, so I was born here, mm-hmm. And then obviously the Rockies were here when I was a kid. I went to their first ever game, and you know, I was there when Coors Field opens, you know, cool stuff like that. So I have formative memories there.
Were you there when Dinger busted out of his shell?
No.
You weren't there for the hatchening?
Don't remember that. No. The hatchening.
The hatchening.
No, I don't remember any of that. But then moved to Texas when I was a kid, and then ended up just being at a bunch of, you know, going to Astros games. And mm-hmm. I went to a bunch of, you know, I was at the last ever game at the Astrodome.
Wow.
I used to have the ticket from that game sitting around somewhere. Aww. I probably don't anymore because flooding, you know, destroyed my mom's house a few years ago. So
God, AJ.
A lot of my like childhood mementos got lost in that stuff. But, you know, lots of Astros memories along the way. And mm-hmm. And then, of course, I ended up with like the two most complicated franchises to try and root for in a lifetime. just because one is the Rockies with Dick Munford and the other one cheated to win a World Series. And
one isn't doing enough to win and the other probably did too much.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to look at it.
Then there's no in between for you.
Yeah, I love baseball. Mm-hmm. People, it's funny because I am such a hardcore hockey person that people don't know how much I love baseball.
People
that it's
don't
like,
realize you have other interests.
Well, it's like...
you've been pigeonholed.
Especially hockey, which is extremely tribal, and hockey fans are more diehard about hockey and only hockey than other fans are, mm-hmm. except maybe football fans, but there's so many of them that could just be noise.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of noise in football fandom, but hockey is like, it's kind of like a cult. I see it like a cult.
It's super tribal, and which is great, but sometimes I don't always feel like part of that tribe because I love other things too.
How dare you have another interest? That's what we call a cult, not being allowed to have other interests.
I mean, I think we are a cult. I think DNVR is a cult. So
blink twice if you need help.
Yeah.
Folks.
Sometimes.
Okay, so we've got AJ co-hosting. He hasn't been on the Rockies podcast in a while. We have Alyssa, our new head of production, producing the Rocks pod for the first time. Very excited. Do you have a mic?
Nice.
She has a mic, in theory. We'll get there. You let me know. You let me know when we're 10 minutes in. Yeah. Another thing about this show, we are keeping it to, it's going to be a tight show today.
Somebody has somewhere to be.
I have somewhere to be.
I guess we both kind of do. Mine's just a little more flexible.
You can leave whenever. Do you talk about your personal life on the show?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, okay.
Well, as fans know.
As fans know.
I'm married to a filthy Jets fan.
Oh. Ugh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
just the
division
Jets,
division
right?
Rivals. Yes, she doesn't care about other sports as is,
she's in the cult,
as is tradition for the cult. Yeah, no, she. Everybody knows I'm married to a Canadian. She doesn't go to the school.
She doesn't go to the school.
Yeah,
she doesn't even.
She's
go
totally
here.
Real. I promise.
She's totally real. Sure.
Yeah, when you start talking about this person that you totally are engaged to, and she lives in Canada and has never visited. During a pandemic, people start to doubt the veracity. So
yeah, I would too.
I had to hire somebody and bring her around for a while. And Every time when that paycheck hits, I'm like, okay, it's time to hire her again and have her show up and stuff and convince people she's real.
You're employing actresses. You are keeping the arts alive.
Yeah.
Keeping the arts alive.
Creators support creators.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We have such a fun show. We're going to talk about prospects in a little bit because AJ loves prospects. We were talking just before the show. He was like, oh, no, I predicted this guy was going to pop off, this guy. And he's been right so far. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. We got to talk about Justin Lawrence, what he's up to this offseason. And first, though, I do want to get into, did you see this on Twitter? Jim Bowden put out what the divisions could look like. So when the MLB eventually adds those expansion teams in a couple of years, they're going to have to redo all of those divisions. And Jim Bowden put out the most chaotic thing I've ever seen. And we got to talk about it. You saw it, right?
Pacific Coast.
Yeah, okay, so
one of these is unlike the other.
This
Jim.
Is what's driving me nuts. So it gets rid of this proposition, gets rid of the National League and the American League. Already I want to throw up. But
I'm all for it.
It puts the Rockies in the Western Conference and the Pacific Coast Division. The Pacific Coast Division. So the Pacific Coast Division would be the Rockies, the Athletics, which might not even be on a coast.
Mm-hmm.
They could move to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The Mariners are on a coast. The Giants, okay, yeah, they're on a coast. But then, like, the Angels, Dodgers, and Padres, which are much closer to a coast, are in the West. The West. Yeah. It's driving me insane. And also the thing that I hate about this, so let's say the Athletics do stay in Oakland. It puts the Athletics and the Giants in the same division. You can't have two cities in the same market in the same division. And it does that with Chicago. It does that with New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was hard to, it was, it, I didn't mind so much the in the same division with the same cities.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, first of all, he expanded to Charlotte, which
I don't, that's, that ain't happening.
What in the world? What a... Nashville made sense.
Nashville,
I had no issues with that.
Nashville is like a definite for me. Like there's so much happening. There's so much already in the works. That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah. And I felt like Vegas was the obvious other choice. I understand Vegas's value as a threat for relocation to try and get the stadium built in Oakland. You need a viable threat to move, and otherwise they aren't going to take that threat seriously.
Yeah.
It's why I don't think an expansion team is going to Seattle in the NBA.
Yeah.
You need a serious city to lord over cities to extract these stadiums that, for some reason, billionaires can't pay for. So, okay, get it.
The poor billionaires unable to build their own stadiums. What a shame.
It's good that we're looking out for them, though, that we think of them at every turn.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers. One like equals one prayer, so drop a like on the video if you're watching on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm such a thoughtful person.
Very exploitative.
I want those likes. We need that engagement. Engagement is everything. We just had a social media meeting before this. I'm like, yes, engagement's everything. The NHL just dealt with an expansion.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those teams were good. That wasn't so much fun.
Oh. But, it's fine. The Avs are doing fine.
You want them to suffer when they get into the league. Like, be miserable. Like, earn your keep. And both of Vegas showed up and won the Stanley Cup final in year one, and Seattle's leading their division in year two. So, hurrah.
Good for them.
I will say, talking about expansion, why not Vancouver? Give you a regional rivalry with Seattle, and it's a great city. Players would absolutely adore it.
As someone who has been to Canada many times, you know Canadian people. Is Vancouver a baseball city?
Only one way to find out. I didn't know it was a big soccer city, and they've crushed it. Their MLS team is insanely popular.
When did they get an MLS team?
I don't know what year. It's been a few years. I don't follow the MLS like super closely, but mostly because soccer's terrible. But
it's just too European for my personal taste.
Typical American take, I know. But
We're just stereotypes. I want to keep talking about this realignment idea because the East, in the Eastern Conference, the East Division would be the most toxic division probably in the history of sports because you would have Red Sox, Mets, Yankees, and Phillies. And these are four teams with the most obnoxious, annoying, drunk fans.
Well, and I think that was probably the one part of this that you were like, yeah, good.
Keep them to themselves.
Put them all together.
You liked it?
I did. That part of it, I was like,
I think people will die if this happens.
Let's get toxic.
Let's get toxic. Stay toxic, my friends.
I appreciated just the theory crafting there. I thought these are teams that are all going to be spending like crazy, and they're going to be spending directly against each other now. Go crazy. Like, you guys fight over this one division.
Yeah.
And
let them keep it to themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's contain the madness into one division.
Well, and then you consider the personalities of the fan bases, and it's just like, yeah, this is good. I'm about this.
These cities don't want to admit it, but all these fan bases have the same personality.
Yeah, they're all very intense. And respect, but also, all y'all crazy.
Yeah. Oh, we know. We dropped it all, y'all. That's how you know he lived in Houston. Wait, can we talk about Houston for a second? Because we didn't talk during the World Series. I was like, I have to avoid AJ because we're going to get into a fight. And I like AJ, so I don't
want to
start a feud. So we just like avoided each other.
Yeah.
Did not like
avoiding you at the bar when I would see you there. It was like not like I wanted to, you know, be polite and be like, hey, good luck, but not too much good luck. But
you can't, yeah.
And when we were at Friendsgiving, I was like, after the Strohs had won, I was like, it'll be cool to see her. And then, like, our paths, like, didn't cross the entire night. And so I was just like, we've already fallen into this pattern of avoidance. This is going to be hard to break.
But we're back. You said go Birds to me, right?
Yeah.
You did.
And I'm all about the Eagles fandom. And everything else, really. Like. Mm-hmm.
But since you're a Houston guy, I met Mattress Mac at the World Series, and you have also met Mattress Mac, but like before he was a household name like this.
I mean, certainly before he was a household name for his gambling exploits, yes. When my family first moved into the Houston area, because I didn't live in Houston, lived outside of it in a small town, which isn't small anymore.
Which town?
Katy.
Katy is not a small town.
Yeah, it is not. When I went back, I was like,
my aunt lives near there.
It's crazy. The city doesn't end anymore. There used to be Houston ended. There was a bunch of field, and then you were in Katy. That is not the case anymore.
You know the Houston metro area? So like, because I've been to Houston and it's just like the city
just
never stops.
Goes.
But that metro area is the same size as the entire state of Connecticut.
That I believe.
Yeah.
Had I had my alarm set properly today, I was going to wear my yard goat's hat. Yeah.
That would have been cool. Next time.
I knew you would have appreciated.
I would have appreciated it. We'll get you co-hosting again some other time and you have to wear the yard goat's hat.
It's my favorite hat.
Yes.
So
I love it. Is it a cap or is it a beanie?
It's a cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
I freaking love it.
Yeah. Bought in Hartford.
Where were you in Hartford?
I was not. I have friends that live there.
Oh, okay.
I have like a weird number of people in my life from Connecticut. Like
are they a
weird number.
Are they Whalers fans?
No.
Oh.
Not a single one of them.
R.I.P. the Whalers.
So
I would, if I were to become an eccentric billionaire, I would buy the Whalers and bring them back to Hartford.
Greatest jersey of all time.
Ugh, best logo of all time.
Yeah.
It is art.
It's perfect.
It is art.
Actual perfection.
Let's circle back to the realignment. The only team.
Not perfection.
The only fan base that I think likes this are Orioles fans, because that would put them in the Mid-Atlantic division with Charlotte, which.
Yeah.
Maybe. Pirates and Nationals. Just like all the worst teams.
Yeah, for right now. I mean, you could rely on the Pirates to stay bad.
Yeah, because they've been bad for a while.
Yeah. Their highlight is Andrew McCutcheon's furry day. Your favorite topic.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to go there.
And I had to slip that in because it was too good. It's my favorite story.
Stop. Do you want to tell the story?
No.
Okay.
Just leave it right there. If you have YouTube available, Andrew McCutcheon and furries.
He's fascinated by furries. That's like the story. That's most of it.
Yeah.
That is most of it.
Yep.
Alyssa, how are we on time right now? 11:30. All right. We are going to...
run out of time.
We're going to run out of time. The show's over. No, I'm just kidding. We have to tell you how great it is to be a diehard here at DNVR. First of all, you are going to have even more fun here at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax and York because you are getting 15% off of your entire bar tab if you're a diehard. You're getting 20% off of everything at dnvrlocker.com, and we have the best gear I've ever seen in my entire life. You are getting 20% off of Broncos tailgates, Nuggets party buses, and that annual membership is going to get you a free t-shirt from dnvrlocker.com. Not just once, every damn year. You're getting extra raffle tickets to win prizes at our watch parties, and we have some nuts prizes. Someone walked out of here with a snowboard one.
Yeah, that snowboard night was pretty fun. People were pretty excited about that.
The girl who won it was like so stoked.
Yeah.
So you can't miss that stuff. And you're getting all access to our Diehards Only Discord. What's your favorite channel in the Diehards Only Discord?
I try to spend time in just my own little corner of that.
That's fair.
Because those people are animals. The Avalanche Discord is completely out of control.
Oh my gosh.
Those people are nuts. So much so that we recently went through the other channels to see what they had to say about the Avs channel. And because we do voice chats, all the Avs community is pretty tight. So we hang out late at night together. Yes, exactly. The cult spends time together, and the cult likes to know what the other people think of the cult. It's pretty intense.
That sounds really intense.
It's pretty intense. People are afraid of the Avs channel.
And you can only get it if you are a diehard at DNVR.
The Rockies channel is great, though.
The Rockies channel is great.
They actually talk about baseball.
We do talk about baseball.
It's nice.
We only talk about baseball.
It's nice. We're focused. We talked about hockey a little bit more in the Avs side of things.
We're on task. But then Patrick has made so many like offshoots. Like I think he made the wrestling channel that he keeps tagging me in.
Yeah.
It's not for me. But if it's for you, it's there for you. Find out more at thednvr.com.
I need to go back in and hang out with the Rocks fans.
Yeah. Hop in after the show.
Yeah.
And just let everyone know, hey, I crushed it on the pod today.
True.
What's up? You know what goes hand in hand with DNVR?
What's that?
Breck Brew and the ultimate game day experience. So Breckenridge Brewery and DNVR are teaming up to give some lucky DNVR fans the ultimate game day experience. VIP tickets, Lexus Club access, parking, DNVR merch. I love the Avs giveaway. So that is for the Thursday, March 9th game against the LA Kings.
Yep.
You're getting two tickets practically ringside.
Mm-hmm. I think it's row five.
It's row five, yeah. Incredible seats, and you're getting access to the Lexus Club. The parking pass is
so cool.
The parking pass is so clutch, though, because parking is so stressful. Having that premium spot just waiting for you. And in addition to that, you're getting some DNVR gear to wear to the game, too. So here's how to enter. Head to thednvr.com/BreckSweeps. Then complete the form to enter. It is so easy. You must be 21 or older. There's a link to that in the description below, and the winners will be selected 1 week before each game. Make sure you're following all those accounts, too. And maybe to make it even more fun, put a little money on it. DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah.
Great for NHL. But right now, we got to talk about NFL because it's the biggest week.
Something coming up?
So there's like this like really big game. It's called the Super Bowl.
Cool.
Do you know about it?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so like these like football guys and these other football guys are going to get together and they're going to run into each other and like probably touch each other's butts.
And through the eyes of my Canadian wife, very upset that they do not play for a bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, she thought that the trophy was a bowl because it was called the Super Bowl. And she was very disappointed to find out that it's just a lame-ass trophy.
It's just a silver football.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It had never occurred to me.
I never thought about it.
Through her eyes, I was like, huh. This is really weird, I guess.
Were you like, yeah, well, your milk's in bags.
That's only in Ontario. Yeah.
Wow, I've been stereotyping Canadians wrong this whole time.
True. I thought that too. And then I went there and was like, oh, it's not like this at all. They're mostly normal.
They're mostly normal. I thought they were freaking aliens. All right, listen, DraftKings AJ, are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports?
Sure.
Sure.
I won't watch the game. I usually don't.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, DraftKings
Sportsbook. I'm super excited for you guys, though.
Thank you. Listen, DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, and they have all the Super Bowl action you need. So new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. So check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 4 p.m. Mountain Time and 7 p.m. Mountain Time to see what prop bet will be boosted. That sounds like so much fun. So, yeah, great way to get in on the action. Great way to feel involved, even if maybe your team's not playing. Unlike me. But new customers can bet just $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. How does that sound?
Sounds fab.
Sounds fab. We have to... Well, first I want to talk about Justin Lawrence. Are you a Justin Lawrence guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Lawrence has been, he's been posting on social media about this. He's been training at this facility outside of Philly, and he's throwing fire.
Yeah.
He's throwing fire. So we have a tweet for it too. Alyssa, do we have the tweet? Yeah. We do have the tweet. So apparently Justin Lawrence in his off-season training has been clocking 102.2 with his sinker. Like, look at this. We've got it on our YouTube channel if you want to see. But yeah, crazy. Look at him go. Surprised he didn't take that camera out.
I mean, it would be kind of a concern. Accuracy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Matters where that thing goes.
It does
especially
matter.
Especially at 102.
It especially matters. I'm glad to hear you're a Justin Lawrence guy.
You can't be catching strays at 102. That's just not okay.
That's how people die.
Exactly. That's real injury territory.
That is real injury territory. All right. Okay. I'm calling this segment, this next segment, AJ's Prospect Patch. It's a working title.
Wow.
Do you like it though?
I have my own patch.
It's a patch.
Is this like
it's like a little farm of like your, get it? Cause it's farm.
Like a cabbage patch of prospects.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Cause they're little cherubs.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the farm system.
Yeah, I'm down.
It works on levels.
I like it.
All right.
I like that it's like mine, too.
It's yours.
It's not like a patch. It's my patch.
Well, I'm a very gracious host.
Yeah.
And I'd like to take care of my guests.
You've just like given me things. This is fun.
You're welcome.
I'm a landowner.
You are.
The American dream.
In this economy?
I know, right? And you just gave it to me. I didn't have to spend my life savings on it. What just happened?
What just happened? What is happening? We had to talk about... You mentioned before we started the show, you are such a prospect guy, and
yeah.
you have your favorites.
Yeah. I mean, Amador is like my guy.
Why did you pick Amador as your guy?
Middle infielders have always been my favorites. Mm-hmm. You know, when I played baseball, I was a shortstop for a long time, mm-hmm. and when I didn't get tall enough to continue, I became a second baseman like all shortstops do. So I, you know, obviously I love Zeke. I mean, Tovar is going to be great,
mm-hmm.
but I just think Amador's the way that his bat profiles, it feels like such an amazing fit for Coors Field because it's all fields. It's such a mature approach.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't spend a lot of time chasing, and he's your classic, like master of none, jack of all trades type.
Mm-hmm.
And versatility has never been a more valuable tool than it is now in baseball. And especially with them getting rid of the shift, you're going to see, I think a premium being placed back on guys that kind of have the all fields power and the all fields approach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of power is there. I think he probably overperformed a little bit this last season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rockies, unfortunately, play in a lot of hitters leagues in the minors.
Yeah.
And so everything, it's easy to be deceived by this sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big Amador guy just because I think the profile and at second base, it's such a valuable, like mm-hmm. if P-Rod wasn't there killing it, you know, if he wasn't like on his way to being Jeff Kent, you know, like mm-hmm. There'd be such an obvious, like, wonderful fit with Tovar and Amador up the middle for years to come. And I just think he's going to be such a good player.
So are you saying Amador is going to be the player of the future?
The player?
The player of the future.
I mean, with Zach Veen hanging around, I don't know if he could be the guy, but I think he's just going to be a good player, and I think it's easy to fall in love with the guys. Obviously, it's easy to fall in love with the really high-end, like, obvious guys. And I guess Amador isn't now cracking top 100 lists, so it's not, it's like secrets out.
Yeah.
Do
you feel like a little hipster about it? You're like, well, I loved Amador before he was a top 100.
No, I don't. I try not to be. I mean,
you're not going to make it about you.
I try to be a petty king when I can be, but you know, when it comes to prospects and stuff, you're talking about projecting teenagers into adults, and like projecting me when I was a teenager into an adult was chaotic as can be. So,
oh my gosh, yeah, we keep forgetting though. Yeah, Amador is 19 years old.
Exactly,
like so a literal teenager.
Try not to hold it against people. When that's hard to do. So,
yeah.
But no, I think he's stood out obviously with the way that they've changed the rules and the bases and everything. They're trying to bring base running back. Zach Veen's base running is a thing that I think gets me really excited as like a part of the skill set. Keep waiting for him to fill out so that power can come. But if he ends up more of a doubles heavy guy, it probably limits that ceiling. Mm-hmm.
You're concerned about Zach Veen not filling out.
I think it's the difference between superstardom and like an all-star appearance.
Yeah.
So like
he's still so small.
That would be my concern. Just mm-hmm. guys that just don't carry the weight as they mature. Sometimes I see it in hockey a lot.
Yeah.
Where you know, a guy is really physically advanced and there's a lot of room for him to fill out when he gets drafted. And then it just doesn't happen, and it puts that where you're like, okay, well, the ability for me to dream on him comes down a little bit because he doesn't add the 25 pounds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That never becomes part of the profile, and you know, I'm excited about his base running, but it's like, how much does that change if he does get bigger? How much does he naturally slow down?
True.
And that's where his intelligence as a base runner is going to help him, because he's a really smart base runner.
He's a smart base runner.
And
we got to send him like a Domino's gift card or something. Beef him up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean something.
We got to send him something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they eat in Hartford, so I don't know what the guilty pleasure
is. No, actually, there's really good pizza in Connecticut. Connecticut has better pizza than New York.
Okay.
Yeah, you can trust me.
I do. I mean, you have more experience than I do on this. Thank so well, I have no problem deferring.
West Hartford is great food. Like, there's like so much good food there. Alyssa, have you ever been to Hartford?
I have not.
No. You're missing out. It's the Paris of New England.
Oh, one day. Wow.
It's
the Paris of New England.
It's the Paris of New England.
Yeah.
You're a Jarumo guy too, right?
Big time.
You think he's going to be the best catcher in Rockies history?
Yeah, which is not obviously a very high bar to clear, which is why it was easy for me to say that on draft day.
What year was that draft?
Oh,
that was before I was here, so sometimes the timeline's murky.
The pandemic broke me, so I don't know. There's before times and the after
That's
times.
That's the thing. Like, the pandemic like has kind of killed my internal timeline.
Yeah. I always just, there was the before times, the pandemic, and then now there's the after times.
After times.
It was in the before times.
It was
so,
the before times.
Yeah, and you know, the high school catcher profile has one of the highest bust rates out of all the others.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones being prep righties. So when they made that pick, my natural inclination was to recoil in horror. But it was the guy that I thought, okay, he's got the natural profile because he was always really advanced defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such a huge thing at Coors Field, especially with where the game is going with the increased emphasis on base running. You need a catcher that can really control the running game.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great arm. He's got great pop times. The guy's the real deal defensively.
Yeah.
And it really sucked, the wrist injury. They stopped playing him behind home plate because that's important development time. He can't get back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never been sold on the switch hitting continuing.
Why is that?
I just, for me, he's such a different hitter on each side that I'm just like, maybe we just lock this thing down and put it on one. But I felt the same way when Dexter Fowler was growing up. So was prospecting. So yes. It's like, you know, sometimes I'm willing to just not worry too much about that.
Mm-hmm.
And with catcher and with the Rockies history, the way that the bat profiles, you're just like, well, Coors Field will elevate it.
Yeah.
But he's such a smart baseball player and he has such a mature profile. The polish is there. The intangibles are all there. It's really easy to believe that this guy is going to be at least an everyday regular for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really exciting because it's just a position that they have not been able to produce. Like,
yeah.
they get like fun mini stints out of guys. You know, Diaz hit a bunch of walk-off home runs and we all thought he was the truth. And it's like, well, maybe not. You know, you had to, I can't remember his name, the guy that we all nicknamed the Bull back in the day. And he hit a bunch of home runs once upon a time. And it's just, there's just never been that guy. And I think Romo, yeah. I think Romo is it. I think he's that.
You think he's it?
I think he's the guy. And then I don't know that Hunter Goodman stays behind the plate, but mm-hmm. if he does, you know, a really interesting option there where all of a sudden the Rocky system is full of these, like, well, we could put him at first base types.
The Rockies love a guy who can do a little bit of everything.
They do. And, well, and if he's not that guy, then they make him that guy by playing him all over the place and being like,
like, are you sure you're not that guy? Let's just try it we can say we did.
And Goodman's a good example of this because, you know, they've been working with him in instructionals and stuff with the in the outfield and at first base because they're not sure. Defensively, it's going to matter to be a defensive catcher again. Maybe not so much pitch framing as the robo-umps become a thing, but all the other aspects of being a catcher are once again going to be really important
mm-hmm.
because running game's about to pick up, and I don't know that he stays back there, but you certainly love the power profile. Guys hitting dingers is always fun.
Yeah, and always fun.
There's a bunch of those guys in the system right now, you know, between him and Levine, who I have no idea if that guy's for real or not, and then you know, Michael Tolia gets into the big leagues, and he's just like, oh, I'm just gonna hit home runs now. And
yeah, future Gold Glover, first base.
Yeah,
we know it.
If he can stay in the lineup every day, he's got mm-hmm. a shot at it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So before we get into our next ad read, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I want you to predict when Drew Romo will make his MLB debut, when Amador will make his debut, and when Veen will make his debut. You can just give me a year.
Veen, I think Veen is this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a late season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a late season thing, kind of like what we saw with Tovar last year.
Yeah.
Romo, I think, is probably 2025.
Yeah.
And Amador, I would also say 2025.
All right.
Yeah.
Good predictions. I don't have a transition, a Patrick-style transition for this, but Pins and Aces, they make golf good. They make some great golf stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen their stuff?
I have.
You've seen their stuff? It's incredible. Pins and Aces, they are the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. And, of course, we love our Pins and Aces gear. You can get people get tons of compliments. I see Spencer wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Always, I'm just like, ooh, like, who is this? He's like, Pins and Aces. Like, why would you even ask? All the best stuff.
Yeah, why would you even ask?
All the best stuff. They're a family-owned golf and apparel business right here in Colorado. Shopping local is so important. And they make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, and even the absolutely incredible, life-changing beer sleeve. Allows you to store 7 beers right inside of your golf bag and keep the drinks cold the entire round. So check out pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR to receive 15% off of your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. I've seen a lot of Rockies guys too wearing Pins and Aces stuff.
It translates.
Because they love golf. Baseball guys love golf.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Everyone does.
All athletes love golf.
It's true. Every athlete secretly wishes they were a golfer.
I think it's exclusively good weather all year. You know,
fun.
You make good money.
And like, let's say you're on the golf course and you get hit by a golf cart. That would be awful. But if that were to happen, Backus and Shanker has your back. When you get hurt, Backus and Shanker here to help. Was that? Was that good or did I take it to a dark place? Backus and Shanker, they are winning for Colorado families, helping those who are seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years. They are free until they win money in your case. So that's incredible. No upfront fee to speak with them about your case. No fees while they work on your case. No fee at all unless they win you money. And Backus and Shanker, they've been doing it for a while. They've won over $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion for their clients. And now with even more locations serving all of Colorado, including neighborhood offices in Denver, Aurora, Englewood, and Fort Collins, Backus and Shanker has strength and power to win your case and more than 30 lawyers on their side. So the bottom line, Backus and Shanker, they help with all kinds of injury cases where you aren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, a rideshare incident, pedestrians, trucks. They can help even if you're injured at work. So call them at 222-2222. Easiest phone number to remember. Just keep hitting two. And you can find out if you have a case for free because Backus and Shanker wins.
We like to say just push two for a while.
Just push two for a while. I love it. So we're going to wrap up the show in a couple of minutes. And this has been so fun. But I have a flight to catch. So like we got to speed it along.
She's got better places to be, guys.
We have to speed it along. But I want to play a little Would You Rather if you are interested.
Lord. Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
It's your show.
It is. That's true. It is my show. Would you rather? Would you rather watch a no-hitter or watch an absolute slugfest?
Where's the game played?
Let's say it's here at Coors Field.
No hitter. Absolutely.
You've seen enough slugfests at Coors Field?
Every time the Padres come to town. 15 to 12.
Would you rather your favorite team never wins a World Series again, but you're in the playoffs every year? Or they win one more World Series, but stay below 500 for the rest of your life.
World Series. Not even close. Nothing.
Even though you've seen so many for your team?
It's the point.
Yeah.
World Series. Absolutely. Always. You always go flags fly forever. Making the playoffs and losing just makes you the Minnesota Twins. Who cares?
Oh, man.
Who cares?
That's good.
Knowing that you're not going to win it, what's the point?
What's the point?
If you have to pick between those, you know that you have a chip coming. You just don't know when.
But you'd want to suffer through?
Oh, absolutely.
All those years?
That's part of what made the Avs Cup run so meaningful was that I covered the 48-point team day to day. I watched them lose 60 of 82 games up close. They were brutally bad. It was like crawling through a field of broken glass every day watching that hockey team.
Alyssa, then, were you working with the Avs at that time too? I heard her make a groan. I was like, is Alyssa okay?
Everybody that went through that knows what it was. When they won the Stanley Cup, it was like, I can't believe we're here with some of the same guys. And just like 6 or 7 years later, I mean, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It was very meaningful. And that's part of it, though. The frustrations, the struggles. Like, it's part of what I think being a Yankees fan is so stupid. You don't know what struggle is. Get out of here.
They don't know what struggle is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love dragging the Yankees a little bit.
This is a
safe space for that.
They have no idea what it's like. And how up your own ass have Red Sox fans gotten that they have an owner that they're booing? An owner that brought them four World Series titles.
After not having one for
And they're booing him for arguably like really like cheap decisions, and I understand like why they're unhappy, but good Lord, know the score. Like, understand who you are and how fortunate you are, and how lucky you are to have gotten to an experience that kind of a championship. Like,
yeah,
I went through the greatest sports year that one person could have in 2022.
You did.
The Jayhawks win the chip. The Avs win the chip. The Astros win the chip. I'm golden. I never need any. I never will want again in my life. Because last year existed. If I go the rest of my life without another sports championship, it'll suck, but it'll still have been worth. Absolutely. That's the easiest question.
That was so inspirational, actually.
Flags fly forever. You will never forget the memories that you make every single day during that journey. You will remember every piece of it.
I feel like you could be a good motivational speaker if you weren't covering.
People tell me this all the time.
I haven't experienced them until just now.
The AJ rant on an Avs pod is a thing. People thought it was going to happen last night, and I just didn't say anything.
All right, I got one more question for you before I wrap up the show.
Throw me let's another easy one. I like these.
Let's say they're making a movie of your life. Would you rather be played by Danny Trejo or Danny DeVito?
Well, I am Danny DeVito, so it's a really easy.
You're a tall Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Is that what you identify as?
Sure. I mean, I've always preferred Kevin Smith, but I'll take Danny DeVito.
You do give Kevin Smith vibes.
He had a great late career arc with the Always Sunny, so.
He really did.
Yeah.
He really did.
Comeback from whatever that movie was that he made with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Twins?
That's it. Thank you.
What a chaotic movie. Only in the 90s.
Only in the 90s is absolutely right.
Only in the 90s. And listen, only on the DNVR Rockies podcast will you find all of these great takes paired with all of this nonsense. So make sure you are following us at DNVR_Rockies on Twitter for all of the latest news. Patrick is back from vacation tomorrow. I'm leaving literally in 30 seconds. I can see my Uber from here right now. But listen, make sure you're heading to our Super Bowl party on Sunday because it's going to be really fun and plus no cover. AJ, where can we follow you?
Don't.
Yeah. Okay. Go follow.
I won't tweet about baseball because everybody gets mad at me. So
we'll follow DNVR Avs for all the great Avs coverage you guys do. You guys do an incredible job. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And AJ, you know what they say about me closing a show?
No.
I literally don't know how to do it. So I'll just say, see you later. Talk to you next week.